I suspect some of you enjoy a good mystery. Some of you probably read mysteries. Others of you might watch one of your favorite TV shows, might be one of those mystery series. Or like me, you may be a particular fan of some of those old black and white movies, Sherlock Holmes or others, solving their mysteries. One of the things that Paul talks about on occasion in his letters, and not just Paul, others, particularly in the New Testament, is the mystery of faith and the mystery of God. You may have noticed Paul talks about that in today's reading as well. Now, some aspects of God will always be mysterious. I mean, we with our tiny, puny little brains can never fully comprehend the mystery of what God really is or understand God's plan or God's will, at least not on this side of things. And yet for Paul, when he talks about a mystery, or today he also talks about a secret plan of God, for Paul, at least one aspect of the mystery of faith, the mystery of salvation, has been revealed and is no longer a mystery. And that is what was revealed in Jesus Christ. And so Paul is clear, the mystery is no longer a mystery, at least when it comes to why Christ came and particularly who Christ came for. The mystery has been solved, the secret revealed. And Paul was not the first to do this. Many of the Old Testament prophets look ahead as well, but people missed it. And many in our world today still miss it, can't put all the pieces together. So what is the mystery? Paul lays it out clearly. For this Epiphany Sunday particularly, there is no more mystery. Christ came to save the world and to save us, and Christ came for all people. Every single human being. For Paul, that is the big secret now revealed. Christ came not just for the Jewish people, but for the Gentiles as well, for everyone. There is no longer a small group of chosen people. All have been chosen by God. And that's part of the deep meaning of that moment when the Magi come to visit Christ. We didn't read the reading this morning from Matthew's Gospel, but the whole import of that moment is not just these Jewish shepherds from outside of Bethlehem show up, but these Gentile, non-Jewish, Persian magi come and worship as well, showing us the light is for all people. That's the big reveal of Epiphany. Christ came for all people. That's why Paul made it part of his ministry, his mission, to go to the Gentiles. Others were preaching to the Jewish people about Jesus. Paul made it his mission to go to the non-Jews, to show Christ came for all. And that's also why Paul says again and again in his writings, we are all one body, and there is no longer Jew or Greek or young or old or male or female or any of those human divisions anymore. Christ came for all. That's still a message that unfortunately many, I fear most Christians haven't quite caught up to yet. Christ came for all. It's much easier to hold on to the secret and the mystery. Because if you have a secret or claim to have a secret or a mystery, then that gives you a certain power. Hey, we've got the secret. Just join us. Come and join our church. Give enough money and we'll let you in on the secret. But that's not the case. The secret has been revealed. There is no big secret left. Paul tells us, Jesus told us, Scripture tells us, the secret is, hey, Christ came for everyone. Regardless of what you look like or how much money you make or any of those divisions, who you vote for, any of that stuff that we like to divide people up by, the secret is, the big mystery revealed here is Christ came for all. Tear down the walls. No more divisions. No more limiting of God's grace and God's love to a select group of chosen people, of which, of course, I am one. No, it's for all people. And that's also why I think Paul keeps mentioning grace along with this secret revealed. The grace of God is no more division, no more separation, no more limiting or possessing or holding on to some secret. No, it's for everyone. It's not our possession, this grace of God or this love of God or salvation. It's not ours, it's for all. Sort of like communion, which we will share together in just a moment. It's not our table. It's not our possession. Open to all. Any person who walks through that door who wants to eat and drink and be reminded of why Christ came is welcome to do so. That's God's grace. That's the light of Epiphany. The light that we are all encouraged to see and to live in, the light of inclusion and openness and welcome and hospitality and join us. That's the big secret. I came across what I thought was a wonderful comment about Epiphany in one of the commentators I was reading this week. This person said, Epiphany is not about triumph, but about surrender. And I like that. I think that gets to this idea of grace and Christ coming for all. The church is not about triumph, about victory. It's about surrender. It's about giving in to what Christ has already done. The same commentator, I thought, also interestingly said, you know, Epiphany and all of this is not about us finding Jesus like the Magi. It's about the incredible fact that Jesus seeks us out. That's Epiphany. That's the secret. Christ came for us to find us, each and every one of us. And Christ came to seek out and find all people. I suspect that's a message we probably need to hear even more this year than in years past, as our world, our nation, our communities seem more and more divided. So this year, for Epiphany, I invite you simply to remember, recall again this incredible secret mystery now revealed yet again, that Christ came for all. Not just for you and for me and for people who look like us or think like us or live like us, but for all human beings. And to surrender yourself to that incredible, difficult mystery. And maybe by surrendering yet again to this Epiphany mystery revealed, we can in this new year begin to break down more and more of the barriers. Maybe beginning with the barriers in each of our own hearts. May that be how we begin and live out this new year. Amen.